Okay, so we're continuing Mem Zion and Manoff again.
Omar, Mayors is switched. It's confusing me. Alright, it's fine.
So, Mem Zion and Manoff and Sukkot, right? Yeah, so again, the, we didn't really define the original machlokas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan according to the Ikadamri. Right, Rav held... Rabbi Yochanan held you shouldn't sit in the sukkah at all, right? Because of the zilzal. And what? And Rav held, since you're not making the bracha, it's minkra milsa she'ena shvi mamish ela safek. Ulo yizalzalu b'kedushaso. I mean, just as a side point, I think we mentioned it yesterday, but I just want to ask you again. Now, is this question, it comes out the way the Ritva's learning, this question of whether you sit in the sukkah, how's he learning again? He's learning in when it was really a suffek, right? Then he held, Rabbi Yochanan would hold, you have to sit in the sukkah, right? And certainly Rav would hold, you have to sit in the sukkah. But now that it's really a minhag, now that we do it as a minhag, he says, Mishum minhag avaseinu. So then, Rabbi Yochanan held, to sit in the sukkah would be a problem because it would be mezalzel in the shemini, which is the Yom Tov in the Torah. But Rav held that what? That it's enough, that it's nicker, that it's a suffix. So in other words, Rav's din of sitting in the sukkah and not making a bracha, mistava, the way he's learning this whole thing, would be even before the minhag. Right? It means when they were really noheg, 2 days, al pi suffix, right? Then Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Right? Because even if it's 2 days al pi suffix, you still shouldn't be mezalzel on... That's what I'm not sure about. Is he saying that if when it was a real suffix, right? So is there an issue of being mezalzel in the suffix shmini, or is it only an issue of being mezalzel because it's a vaday shmini? Mimstar would be a problem of even the suffix shmini. Because you have to keep it because of suffix deraisa. You don't want to be mezalzel on the suffix shmini either. So it would turn out that Rav's din is really the ikra din. He just holds the ikra din is the same. Rav Yochanan holds we have to abolish what they did basically because of the zilzal. I mean because there's the chashash. In other words. Because all of these things are not necessarily zilzal per se. It's just a chashash of zilzal. So when you have a suffix in the device, if you have to sit in the sukkah, you have no choice. You have to sit in the sukkah. But he's saying now you shouldn't. Right. According to the first side of the Ikadamri, it was what everybody held you sit, and then it was just a question of whether you make the bracha. So then, see, that's interesting. Then Rav held you do make the bracha according to that side. And Rabbi Yochanan was satisfied with not making the bracha. Right. That was the first side of the Gemara holds is not choshev for zilzal at all. You see, like Rav Asi in our Gemara. Right, Rav Asi in Beitza. That's what the Ritva says. He was not choshev for zilzal. The idea of being choshev v'zilzal, not everybody held from. So it would seem like the first position in the Gemara, where Rav says you make the bracha too, that was saying that he wasn't choshev v'zilzal at all. Rabbi Yochanan was choshev v'zilzal. So he went, but he would be taking the position of it's enough to not to make the bracha. And then when you say everybody's choshev is zilzal, then you have to drop it down a notch. It would seem to be that's the difference between the Ikadamris. first shita was saying it's a machlokas whether you're choshish v'zilzal. So if Rav's not choshish v'zilzal at all, then he would sit and make a bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan is choshish v'zilzal, so you don't make the machlokas bigger than you have to. So it would imply that he just holds not making the brachas enough. But if the Ikidamri is saying really zilzal is the main question, it's just a question of how much do you have to do to avoid zilzal, so then it has to be that Rav says no bracha and Rabbi Yochanan says don't sit. But can we define? I don't know how do you define the first side? How do you define that machlokas? Are you choshish v'zilzal or not? That's a difficult kind of a that's difficult to define. But what about the second side? Whether you say it's enough to not do the bracha or you have to not sit at all? It's also hard to define, right? All right, we agree on something. But how would you define it? What kind of a definition can we give here? In other words, what makes it hard to define? This just you know, I mean, when we say it's hard to define, we mean to say it's hard to see why you would say this is enough to prevent zilzal, or you need more to prevent zilzal, right? It's hard to define. You know, going back to like a real knowledge that they themselves had, and see why would Rabbi Yochanan think this is going to create a zilzal, and Rav held it wouldn't create a zilzal. That's a hard type of definition to make. That's difficult. That's not really defining. That's really trying to go back and see the entire thing like as it's. You know, the that's like trying to go back to Rabbi Yochanan's mind and Rav's mind. When we talk about defining the thing, we should be able to define it, quantify. In other words, if there is a machlokas, then that should mean that there's a quantifiable difference between the two. Right. So can we state the quantifiable difference? In other words, Rav is going to say a certain amount. A certain type of thing is a chashash of zilzal, and Rabbi Yochanan will say another type of thing is a chashash of zilzal. To go deeper and say, well, why did he think this type and he think that type? That's really beyond the simple definition. But in terms of defining the types, can we do that? So I mean, he gives a little bit of a hint. What he says, nicker, but still, that's. Leaves a little bit to be desired. Yeah, so this is what I'm thinking now. That according to Rav, what creates a chashash of zilzal? Doing the maisa of chol. Okay, in its full character of chol. Okay, in other words, to do the full Maisa Shel Chol on a Yom of Shmini is a chshash, creates a chshash of zilzal, because that's really what the riff was saying. It's tarti desasri. To do a Maisa of Yeshiva Basuka with the bracha, that is exactly the activity of Chol. That's exactly the full Maisa of Shvi, which by definition excludes the existence of Shemini. Okay? So he says, as long as you modify it, and you're not doing the full Maisa that a Shvi would demand, that's nicker already, that the modification in your behavior is already nicker, that there's some confluence of events here that is creating, that's forcing you to behave in a way that's mindful of both days, right? Okay, that's straight. But what's Rabbi Yochanan's shita? What's Rabbi Yochanan's shita? And why isn't he happy with the hacker? So, I don't know if I can define it exactly, but I'm trying. The chiluk that I'm thinking about is like this: that Rabbi Yochanan holds It's not the fact that it's the full Maisa of the Shvi, but that it is a continuation of the activity that you've been doing beforehand. In other words, Rav holds it goes by the Maisa per se that you're doing. Since the Maisa per se is already differentiated, then it's not an action of Shvi. The only issue would be to do an action of Shvi. But a true action of Shvi would require bracha. So the fact that you're sitting without a bracha is not a true action of Shvi. Rabbi Yochanan held that since the person had been sitting in the sukkah this whole week, you shouldn't do an action that's associated, that continues what he associates with chol. Now, it's not that you have to do a maisa that in the action itself indicates chol, but you shouldn't engage in a behavior that you're accustomed to associating chol with. You understand? It's the fact that he had been, that he's used to for the whole week, that when he's in the sukkah means it's a certain day. It doesn't matter if he does it differently anymore. Doing it differently is good in terms of saying you can't do a maisa per se that expresses in an absolute way a different definition in the yom. So a hecker mitigates that. But if you say you shouldn't continue something that you have been doing as an association with chol, then it doesn't matter if it's changed or not. It still is reminiscent of something of chol. So those machlokas is. The way we're trying to put it is like this: that Rav is saying it's a question of how choshish are you for the, how much chashash you have for the zilzal. Yeah. Okay. So what we're trying to say is like this. And according to Rav is saying that the only problem that's going to create a chashash of zilzal is a positive maisa of the other day. A maisa that definitively means stems from Shvi. So if it was really Shvi, I'd have to sit in the sukkah with a bracha. So if I sit in the sukkah with a bracha, that's going to create a new mindset of Shvi. Right? Like the Rif says, if I sit in the sukkah with a bracha, that's saying today is Shvi. So the maisa of saying today is Shvi is the problem. Because if it's Shvi, it's not Shmini. In other words, it has to be that in my behavior, in my action, I can't do something that is negating the other day. Right? That's the only chashash zilzal he has. When it's brought to such a point, when the Shvi is brought to a full expression on Shmini, that's the chashash of zilzal. Okay? Mayor?
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's one thing that's bothering me.
But so far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is more choshish for Shvi, for zilzal. So he says it doesn't matter. It's not a question of. He's saying it's you have to remove all of the behaviors that you are accustomed to from the prior state in order to prevent zilzal. It's a question of how choshish are you for the zilzal. Rabbi Yochanan is not so choshish for the zilzal, but definitively, what does it mean? Definitively, the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is Rav says only a maisa of the other day is only a maisa that expresses the other day bishleimusa is a problem, meaning to say to actually bring the day in biodayim is a problem, to do a maisa, a positive identification of the day, okay, a positive absolute statement that today is Shvi, that's the only time we're worried that a person is going to shift his whole mindset out of Shmini and get lost in Shvi. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan held no. We're more choshesh. Even if the person just has a reminiscence of the past stage that he was just in, he still might be mezalza. So in other words, what I said before, positive versus negative, Rav is only choshesh if you introduce Shvi'i in a positive, absolute sense. And Rabbi Yochanan is even Choshesh if we haven't removed all of the presence of Shvi'i. Okay? I'll give you a slight example to something like this. Okay, I'll give you a slight example to something like this. As you have, by Nida, there are Harchakos. Right? By Nida, we have an idea of Harchakos. So, if a woman is a Nida, a husband and wife don't, for instance, pass things to each other. Right? But if two people are not married, they're allowed to pass things to each other. Right? So why? Because since there is a prior, since a husband and wife have a prior, have an existing idea, an existing relationship, so during the Zman of Nida, we want to remove all aspects of that relationship. We're afraid if any of the normal behavior is continued that's associated with Ishus, then there's a chash that they're going to forget about the Isser Nida. So you see, that's like the Rabbi Yochanan side, that when there's a prior Niyog that's already established, we're more machmir sometimes. Even things that you wouldn't say would lead to Isser in general, because between unmarried people there's no problem with passing or all these harchakos, right? By unmarried people would only be a problem of, let's say, negia or yichud, where it's a positive creation of a whole new relationship. You understand? So sometimes harchakos, sometimes when we're afraid of a situation, it depends on if there's a prior history or not. In a similar sense, Rav is saying we treat it since you're Mekadesh the Yom of Shemini. I know now I'm going back on what I said before. I'm giving a little bit more of an explanation. Since you're Mekadesh the Yom of Shemini, and you're Maschil with Shemini like a real Cheftza, and that's you make Kiddush and the Brachos, and the whole identity of the framework is Shemini, he holds, unless you actually Rikoveya B'Shleimuso, a new relationship to the Sukkah, we're not choshesh that you're going to leave Shemini. Right? It's like unmarried people. There already is this the whole identity is Shemini already, and unless you're koveya something, a new relationship of Shvi, we're not worried that he's going to slip into Shvi. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan held, no, since you were already accustomed the whole week to Shvi, to the identity of Chol, and it was associated with a Niyog of Sukkah, we have to remove even what in another situation would be innocuous. Just the identification of sitting in the sukkah already has a history. It carries along a certain host of other behaviors. We're afraid if we let him slip into, if we let him take part in an element of that entire behavior of the prior week, he's gonna go into that mode. I'm trying to say it's sort of like Rav is starting from zero, right? He's starting that the person starts the Yom in a full Shemini mindset, and now what's gonna dislodge him from the Shemini mindset? Only a full Maisa Shvi is gonna dislodge him from that. But the only full Maisa Shvi is a bracha on the sukkah. Anything less than the bracha on the sukkah is not a full Maisa Shvi. Because if it was really Shvi, you would have to make a bracha on the sukkah. So sitting in the sukkah without a bracha is already like a watered-down Maisa. So since he's already kavua in the Shemini, we're not choshesh for... Minker, it's not that he's saying do a hecker. He's saying since it is not the Maisa of Shvi Vadai, then it's already nicker to him that it's not going to be a Tarti the Sasri to his identity of Shemini. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, you're just coming in from a full blast Sukkos experience, right? We have to remove every element of that prior state in order to prevent you from reverting to the norm. Your norm is Sukkos already. Shemini Atzeres is different. Shemini Atzeres is intruding. So therefore, we have to remove completely the mindset of Sukkos. Okay, so that's how he wants to learn the riff, right? That's how he goes to the riff. That why don't you make the, what does the riff mean? You don't make the bracha because of zilzol, right? That's what some people asked. Why don't you just say you don't make the bracha because of the suffix and suffix brachos, you don't make, right? Even if it's doraisa, even if the mitzvah is doraisa, even if the mitzvah is doraisa. So he explains, no, that the riff, that's what the riff really means. He says that really the reason we make all the other brachos is in the meaning of being mezalzel on the day of Suffolk. The Chachamim said, if you don't make these brachos on the second day, you're going to be mezalzel on the second day. But making this bracha is different. Making this bracha would create zilzel. So that's what the riff means. That the whole inyan of brachos is centered around zilzel. So when he says that you don't make the bracha because of zilzel, he doesn't mean that. He means to say that all of the brachos were instituted to prevent zilzel. This one wouldn't, so we leave this one. There was no takana by this one. Okay, but now his question is like this: what about Sfira on the second night of Pesach? That's his question. Something a little bit funny in the way he asked the question. Because he says, Tahayom beiz de Pesach vaday shehu chol. Right? V'yafal pisha anu osim oso sofek yom rishon shu kodesh v'lo chayshidun shema yizalzlu b'kudushaso b'sheni gomer. Why does he have to say it's vaday chol? Say it's vaday chol is more of a reason not to be concerned about zilzel. He makes it sound like vaday chol, and how can we be mezalzel in it? Something a little bit funny the way he puts it like that. So what's his answer though? He says like this: v'lo dami klal, d'hocha shu ches bevaday v'kadosh midoraisa. So on the Sukkos case, on the Shemini Atzeres case, we know it now. Now he's clearly talking about Bismanza. We know it certainly to be Doraisa Shemini. Ubracha shel Sukkah eina midin atzmo. The bracha on the Sukkah is not from what? Is not from this day, right? Ela mush elasi lo midin sufik shvi. It's borrowed. It's borrowed. It's borrowed today because of the suffix shvi. So what's the setup? It really, we know for sure it's Doraisa Shemini. And this day on its own doesn't demand any bracha of Sukkah. But the whole bracha of Sukkah comes only because it's borrowed from maybe it's shvi. But he's sort of stacking it, right? He's stacking it. Because he's stacking it because we know the vaday. Right. So then, bo'inan lamave geder v'siyag shelo levarich kishar sveikos kidei shelo yizalzlu b'kedushas shel Torah. So then, we have to make a geder and a siyag, and we should say, don't make a bracha, just like a regular suffix, because making the bracha would be mezalzel in the Torah kedusha. Of al hasam shiom sheni hu chol gomor min hadin. But on the second night of Pesach, what's the real din? We really know it's chol. So now he brings in the chol gomor to be an answer. It's funny, I don't know why he puts the chol gomor in the beginning to be a question. Ein anu monin mimenu brocha haruya lo laatzmo mipnei shelo yizalzelu b'kedusha she'ena shelo ela midin safek rishon. So it's not so simple, this inyan of the zilzel. You got to really think this thing through very carefully. He's saying, really, Shmini and the bracha on Sukkah are exactly the opposite to the situation of Sheni Shel Pesach and Sfiras Omer. Right? And you've got to like weigh it out and balance the concerns for Zilzel. So he says, Shmini Shel Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, the Daraisa day. That's the real day that we have to be concerned about. That's the day of Shmini Atzeres. And the bracha is really introducing a suffek shvi. Is really introducing a suffek shvi. But we know the real score here. We know the Shmini is the real Daraisa. So we have, and like he said before, we're only doing this as a minug. So we cannot keep the minug. We cannot enter in the suffek shvi to detract from the where it might cause a zilzal in a Daraisa Shmini. But he says, by the Omer, it's reversed, right? The real day was Rishon. And since the real day is Rishon, that demands the bracha on Shmini, on the Sheni. So, but we only keep Sheni as a... Does he call it a minhag here? I guess. I mean, he doesn't say those words, right? But he says, we really know it is Chol. So now to not make the bracha would be preventing a bracha that really should be said in order to prevent a zilzal in a kedusha that's not really intrinsic. This is a very good answer. This is a very good answer. In other words, you have to know what the chashash of zilzal is not the same in every case. When the day is the raisa, you have to look at what the zilzal is possibly in, and what the demand of the bracha is from. So he's saying the case of Shmini Atzeres, the zilzal is possibly in a Daraisa day, and the demand of the bracha is not intrinsic from this day, which we know to be the Daraisa day. But by the Omer, it's the opposite. The demand for the bracha is intrinsic, right? And the zilzal is only in a suffix day. So the only question on the Ritva Shita is, what's a good question on the Ritva Shita now? There's one case that doesn't seem to fit his rule, and that is, according to the Ritva, I would say you should say Havdalah after the first night of Yontif. Why not say Havdalah after the first night of Yontif? Because the Yom from before really demands it. And the whole Kedusha of tomorrow is just a Mushalas of a Safek. And the Ritva seems to hold that the Havdalah is Daraisa. Did you see in the Shita?
No.
Yeah. So the Ritva takes it up a little bit over here in the next one. He says, V'hilchasa mesiv yasvini bruchu ilom varchinan. V'asi delo karev asi. Da'omar mavdil u'merkadesh miyoma tava l'chavre. V'lo chayesh l'zilzuli diyom tovsheni. V'akayim alon, delay silchasa karev asi. So here he says clearly that what we paskin, how? That you sit and you don't make the bracha. Right? Not like Rav Asi. What did Rav Asi do? He made Havdalah after the first night of Yontif. He made Havdalah and Kiddush. I will have to see the sheet that he brings in the question. What did he really do? Did he really make a bracha of Havdalah on the coast? Like a separate bracha of Havdalah? He wants to maybe just made Havdalah in Davening. But the question is... The question is, yeah. So he says he's mavdilu mekayish miyom tav lechavre, velo chayish lezalzul diyom tovsheni. V'hakayim alon leisilch l'gravasi. Yeah. So what do you say over here? Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm reading. So the only thing you can say over here is like this, that there's a third element in the equation of zilzal. Right? There's three elements you have to be mindful of. You have to be mindful of the nature of the day that the zilzal could occur in, whether it's a deraisa or it's just midin safek. You have to be mindful of the nature of the demand of the bracha, if it's intrinsic from the day or midin safek of the other day. And apparently there's a third thing you have to be mindful of. The strength of the statement of the zilzal. The strength of the statement that you're making. Right? He held to say Sviras HaOmer is not like saying Havdalah. Sviras HaOmer is a deduction that you might come to be mezalzel. To actually proclaim the Kedusha over, even though it's only on a, even though the chash is only existing on a secondary day and the demand is from the real day, that's a direct contradiction to the yom. Right, that far, unless you're absolutely not concerned with zilzal, you couldn't do that. Right. If you know something about the, see the Ron also has like this. He says he quotes the Rif. And he says, "V'afagav de biyom sheni shel Pesach avdinan yom tov ve'avdinan sviras haomer." He puts in the full question. V'lo chayshinan lezil zuli biyom tov. So he gives two answers. Shani hasam dahinu time mishum de sviras haomer ve'kedusha lav ki adodi ki asu elakol chad v'chad avdinan ba'apei nafshei aval kan birkas leishev basuka hi bakos echad im hakidush. So he has a slightly different answer, similar in the way he's approaching it. He says you also have to look at the proximity of the two statements. That's a different answer. He's saying, look, saying it's true in theory, it's true that Sfira comes from the identity of Shani. Funny Ron, right? You hear his answer? Did you see the Ron? No? But listen to his answer. He says, "Afagav de biyom sheni shel Pesach avdinan yom tov." So we make 2 days yontov, and we say svira. So why are we not choshish for the zilzal? Just like we can't make the bracha of leishev on the sukkah because we're choshish for zilzal, right? So he gives a different answer. He says that's different because the svira you say at a different time. You start Yom Tov, you make Kiddush for the second night, and you say Sfira at a different time. You say Sfira in Shul, whatever it is. Saying Sfira at a different time. But when would you say Leishev? In Kiddush. Right? So to say Leishev with the Kiddush, that's bad. So he has a different idea. He's saying that it's a problem to not express the Kiddusha of Shmini fully is the problem. If the only heals, the only problem would be if in the expression of Shmini you're already bringing in the other day. But as long as the other day is Kavua Bishleimuso separately, you're not worried that another heals is the only problem that you're gonna it's like gonna be a stira in the Kiddush is the problem. So you're gonna look at it like a not a real Kedusha. Not a real Shmini. If in the Shmini itself, in the Kiddush or Shmini itself, I'm saying Leishev, it's not a real Kiddush or Shmini. The person's going to be lax with it. But the other way is not a problem. That's his first answer.
But then if it wasn't with Kiddush, then you should make the
profit? I guess you can't differentiate anymore. You either got to say this Leishev needs a bracha or it doesn't. But that's his first answer. But his second answer is like the Ritva. He says, V'chada. He says, V'li ein tzarach l'kach. I don't need this answer. The Sviras Omer e efshel l'dchosa mishum zilzal. You can push it off. Dekeven diad inan b'kivius diyarcho hare chayev b'Sviras Omer midaraisav ein roi sheteakir birkoso of a yeshiva v'sukkah v'yeshivi suffix shmini mitrabana b'amu. So that's the second answer. That it goes by, like more like the Ritva. That you got to measure the need and the possible effect. Shmini is daraisa, and the shvi is just rabbanan. Here the sphere is daraisa, and the sheni is rabbanan. Nachoshesh, we're not going to be oker a daraisa for chash zilzal and rabbanan. Okay.